Jesus, my Lord, a wonderful Savior to me. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock, where rivers of pleasure I see. He hideth my soul.
Page 320 in our hymnals. Take a look at that.
We're going to sing the rest of the verses too, but I want you to see that first verse. I know some of you don't know it. Page 320, He hideth my soul. Another fan. We've seen a lot of Fanny Crosby songs tonight, huh? Look at what that says. A wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord, a wonderful Savior to me. Here, He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock. Read that last line with me. Where rivers of pleasure I see. Notice that? Rivers of pleasure I see. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock. Let's sing the second, third, and fourth verses in closing. Brother Tim? Second verse, 3:20.
A wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord. He taketh my burden away. He holdeth me up and I shall not be moved. He giveth me strength as my day. Shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of His love and covers me there with His hand. And covers me there with His hand.
Read the third verse. With numberless blessings each moment He crowns, and filled with His fullness divine, I sing in my rapture, O glory to God, for such a Redeemer as mine. That sounds like a real lousy experience, doesn't it? That doesn't sound very good, does it? Doesn't sound very pleasurable, does it? You know I'm being facetious, don't you? Sounds like there's nothing greater. And then one day, we're going to experience verse 4. Let's stand and sing it together in closing.
When clothed in His brightness, transported I rise to meet Him in clouds of the sky. His perfect salvation, His wonderful love, I'll shout with the millions on high. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of His love and covers me there with His hand and covers me there with His hand.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Before we're dismissed, let's just each take a moment. Just talk to the Lord for a minute. The Lord has made us I don't know about you, but He's made us a really spectacular offer tonight. He says, I offer you something beyond what you've experienced. I'm offering you a life of pleasure that goes beyond what most people in this world know, what any have experienced. And it's to be found in me. Jeez. Ask the Lord. Take Him up on it tonight. Say, Lord, I take this abundant life. I take what You offer me. I take it, Lord. I don't want to just dawdle around in the mud puddle, as it were. But you offer so much more. Such marvelous pleasures, meaningfulness, purpose, and true and unutterable joy. Tell the Lord you're interested. Tell him you're interested. Then see what he'll do for you. Oh, Lord Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
In thy presence is fullness of joy. In thy presence is fullness of joy. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forever.
We do claim the answer to that prayer, Lord. And we ask that you will, by your own Spirit, make these things real to us. That you will continue to do this work in each one of our hearts, even as we serve you. We know there is joy and there is pleasure in serving you. We ask that you will work in us even this night, by your grace and for your glory. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.